From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 44 people were killed and hundreds more injured by a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin late Wednesday. Pictures and video show gigantic plumes of fire and a mushroom cloud that dwarfed nearby high-rise buildings and sent a massive shockwave that rattled residents several kilometers from the blast. Journalists, rescue workers, and business owners skirted checkpoints to reach some of the worst-hit areas Thursday morning. VOA's Bill Ide was one of those journalists.
I'm standing next to some massive apartment complexes, and pretty much all of the windows have been blown out in these apartment complexes. There's also a massive exhibition hall, which is nearby, and huge steel doors with glass in them have been blown out. You really, when you stand here, you really get a sense of just how powerful this explosion was.
You can read more details on this explosion at voanews.com. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 62 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn in a crowded market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. Prosecutors in Sweden say they've ended the investigation of allegations of sexual misconduct against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange because a deadline to bring charges has expired. Sweden took out an arrest warrant against Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct during a visit there in 2010. This is VOA News.